Hi, Lagos. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Our year in review continues here on Hard Facts. And now we're looking at the biggest stories about the invisible barriers and obstacles that women face in society. As usual, I'll present you my list and you will tell me which of these stories and discussions was the biggest or most important for you. Perhaps you really wanted to contribute to when we discussed it here on the glass ceiling on Hard Facts, but you couldn't join for one reason or the other. Oh, and if I missed anyone that you think should be on my list, please tell me what it is. So here are the stories. We finally got justice for the Abuja raid on women. 2 years ago, the police conducted this raid in Abuja alongside the Abuja Environmental Protection Board. They targeted women, arrested them on the street and in bars. They accused these women of being sex workers. They detained many of them without a proper charge, without access to lawyers or family. They beat them. Some were extorted for money. Many of them were sexually assaulted. This happened in 2019. This year, the Federal High Court in Abuja ruled that these women's constitutional rights were violated and that they had been arrested without cause. This story was interesting on a lot of levels because, first of all, it highlighted how police and other authorities often overstep the law to harass and extort people based on profiling. But second of all, it also shows how when the police are targeting women, extra types of abuse come in. Women are extorted, beaten, even killed like men, but they are also sexually assaulted and raped. So that was one of the stories we started the year with, 2021 with. And then in March, we brought you GlassCon. We had a big story of our own here on the glass ceiling. We evolved from a radio show and a podcast into an off-air movement with the first ever glass ceiling convention. This year, GlassCon was centered on women in politics. We talked about the obstacles and challenges, and we also talked about possible solutions and strategies. Our keynote speaker was Nse Ofot. She's a big operative for the Democratic Party in Georgia. That's in the United States. We also had great panelists like Honorable Nnenna Okeje, Kate Henshaw. We had Cynthia Mbamalu. We had Ndikato. We had Rinsola Abiola. We had Zainab Bubagaladima. We had so many impressive people on that panel. It was so great. And then I brought you a story that we covered for weeks on this show. One of my favorite conversations with Frank in Ojo was as a result of this story. So there was this woman in Ebonyi State. Her name is Emerald Udakaji, and she was an SA to the governor there, Governor Dave Umahi of Ebonyi State. She was his SA on business development. And she resigned due to family pressure. Let me read some of her resignation letter. Quote, "My resignation is born out of family issues. I've given 100% loyalty to this government, but my family is tearing apart. The Bible says, woman, be submissive to your husband. The Bible also said that two shall become one. As a deaconess, I am, I have to go back and study my scripture very well. In obedience to these scriptures, I decided to resign and save my marriage," end quote. And we had a very explosive conversation about this. I remember I asked you if this would have happened if Emerald was a man, not a woman. You know, if a man is SA to a governor and the job is keeping him away from his home and the wife did not like it, would we tell the man that he should resign so that he'll keep his family together? Or would we tell the wife to be a support system for him, take on all the responsibilities at home to free him up to do the job? It was such a good conversation. We also gave the example of Dog Emhoff. Dog is the husband of Kamala Harris. He quit his high-paying job to support her on the campaign trail when she became Joe Biden's running mate. He's now a work-at-home spouse while she's the second lady of the United States of America. And I wonder if that happens in Ebonyi State or, you know, or anywhere else in Nigeria. Could that happen? Could it happen? But anyways, that's one of the stories we covered this year on the glass ceiling. Another story we covered was Domestic work. Oh, we talked a lot about domestic work on The Glass Ceiling this year. The imbalance in domestic work, where in most households, the wives are doing the lion's share of the housework, or they're supervising the housework. You know, they have a domestic worker and they're supervising the domestic worker. And it's taking a toll. I told you about the man whose wife, even though she worked outside the home, was still responsible for all the work at home. He got so angry with her one day because he got home early. The food was not ready. After that, his wife, always made sure that the food was early. Then one day she was in the kitchen, but the food was burning. He went there, found out that she had fainted. She had to be hospitalized with exhaustion. After that, he learned his lesson, started taking on the housework along with her so that she doesn't break down. But I also told you about some wives that had to fake a breakdown to get some time off. We talked about how women were paying doctors to check them into the hospital or prescribe bed rest for them just so that they could get away from the grueling housework, which nobody was sharing with them. And when they were on that bed rest, their husbands suddenly sat up and started taking care of the housework. So we talked about that a lot as well. And then we talked about salaries for stay-at-home spouses. Ah, that one was also hot. It reminds me of, what we just talked about on The Big Three, where you have, you know, some women who are work-at-home spouses and their husbands are the ones who are going out making money. One of the things that ensures that, you know, they're not stranded if anything happens to the man, you know, he dies or whatever, is that the woman has complete access to the money that is being brought into the family. Because our conversations about workload led us to this big conversation about how society treats work-at-home spouses. We debated about what work-at-home spouses were entitled to. And as if to confirm our point, a Kenyan high court, I don't know the level of the court now, but a Kenyan court ruled that work-at-home spouses are entitled to financial compensation. The High Court judge settling a divorce dispute said that the domestic work of the wife would have been paid if it was outsourced to others. And that if that was the fact, that the wife was doing all that labor in the home, that's what permitted the husband to work outside the home. I feel like the judge was listening to my show when she made that verdict, all the way from Kenya. But anyways, the judge ruled that since they were both doing labor for the common good of the household, they should be entitled to an equal share of the household. So the judge ruled that the house should be sold and the wife should be given half the proceeds, since she had not been getting half his salary as she was entitled. We had a very important conversation about that. Very, very. And then we talked about gender equality in parenting as well. You know, what are we teaching our boys and our girls? Are we teaching them that they're equal? Are we teaching them that there are some things for boys, some things for girls? Or are we letting both of them do everything the way that they would if they found themselves in a boarding school, for instance, that was for just boys or just girls? Because if you went to boarding school like I did, you remember that as girls, we did everything. We cut grass. We fixed canopy. We carried heavy load. We washed toilet. We fetched water from wells and all kinds of things. We did every single thing that society typically reserves for boys to do. For people who went to boys' schools, they cleaned, they cooked, they took care of the younger students, etc., etc. There was no, oh, you're a boy, you're a girl. Hell, even when we're acting drama, Sev, you know, like the girls acted the role of boys and the boys acted the role of girls, depending on the kind of school you went to. So we had that conversation. Then we talked about the statistics from the Australian Bureau of Statistics, their 10-year study. That's a more recent conversation. And it showed that women who earned more than their husbands were more likely to be physically and emotionally abused at home. When we discussed it, many of you said that you were not surprised by the results. You diagnosed what you thought was the why. Some of you said it was because women become arrogant when they out-earn their husbands. Some of you said no, it was the husbands who become insecure. And then we discussed this. There was this bill that was introduced at the House of Reps to create dedicated seats for women only. The reserved seats bill has Honorable Nkiruka Onyejocha as a sponsor, if I remember correctly. And Speaker Femi Gbajabiamila is a co-sponsor of that bill. It has passed second reading, by the way. And earlier this month, Senate Deputy President Ovie Omoagege said that he would vote in favor of the bill if it scales the reps and gets to the Senate. The bill proposes 37 new Senate seats for women only, and 74 new rep seats for women only. So that's a total of 111 women-only seats at the National Assembly. Now, some people have criticized it. Some people say that it will lead to even fewer women winning the general seats, because people will say, you have your own reserved seats now, so why are you dragging this seat with me? But people who support this say that if the current system were regularly giving us 37 women senators and 74 women reps, nobody will be advocating reserved seats, right? So the problem is that the system is not letting women win the general seats anyway. So special seats are necessary. So that's it. That's what the glass ceiling looked like this year. Oh, I can't believe all the subjects that we touched on. But you let me know what you think about them. Which ones did you really want to share your thoughts on at the time, but you couldn't call in? Which ones do you think were the most important ones for you? What was your most important story or conversation on the glass ceiling this year? 99.3 Nigeria Info, that's who you're listening to. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Give us a call on 0700-993-993-993. 0700-993-993-993. If you're a woman, call us on 01465-7190. 01465-7190. And yes, we've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. 080-959-75805. 99.3, hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Aki from Ogba.
Welcome, Aki.
Can I talk about the last one you discussed this evening?
Yes. Which one did I discuss this evening?
Yes. So
which
it's
one?
A very important topic. That,
which one? Which one? Which one?
The one of the National Assembly proposing to enact law that will prevent in-laws from taking over the property of the deceased from the widow.
Okay. Go ahead.
Yeah. I'm a live witness. What happened was that my in-law died. That the wife is a daughter to my sister.
Okay.
And the husband was, in his last time, was building a house. That's a project he was building. He has three boys.
Mm.
In the evening, like that, after closing from shop, because they managed their shops together, the man was assassinated, hacked down. In the front of the wife and the children, I immediately the woman went into shock. It was by God's grace that the lady was able to recover. Not quite a month later, the husband now asked the lady that she should come up with all the financial assets and all the assets and the financial statement of the shop, the business they are managing together.
Mm.
We asked why. He said, okay. The idea is that the man is onto a project he was embarking upon before he died. He wants to complete the house. I was contacted in Lagos, and I called him. I said, the children are in school. They are bringing their day-to-day, the way they live, the school they are attending. You are not talking about their welfare. Mm. You are not talking about the house, provision of house, or even the basic things they need in life.
Mm.
You are talking about house. Why shouldn't you lay emphasis on human and capital development?
Hmm.
Why are you laying emphasis on property? If the children grow up tomorrow, and what is it that will sustain the children before they become adults? You are not talking about that.
Hmm.
He said, that is the way they had wanted to do it. I said, well, no problem. But thankful enough, the lady in question with her mother, they are not poor. The lady was fully established even before she met her husband.
Okay.
Are you with me?
I'm with you. Mm-hmm.
So they didn't feel the body or the pinch much. I told my sister, I said, let him have his way. But today now, we have vindicated because he has squandered all the money.
Oh, wow.
Hello.
Wow.
He has squandered all the money. The money involved, but he was talking about the 18 million. I said, how much is 18 million? They are talking about 18 million. They are not talking about the children. And the children are in boarding school now. So today now he has no place to rise his face. So it is in order that the National Assembly should come up with that law. If it has, if the lady has not been working, I don't know what will have become of her.
Yeah, it is quite the thing. You. Thank you very much for calling to share that story with me. Yes, indeed. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Ekundayo. I'm calling from Ikorodu, compliments of the season.
Same to you, Ekundayo. Welcome.
Yeah, you forgot an issue, I mean, which was personal to you.
Okay, which
during
one?
During the year, and it ruled the waves a lot.
Which one?
You remember this, your friend that was married, and the husband insisted that she must cook every day.
Oh, right. Yes.
That was a topical issue.
Oh, yes. Oh, how could I forget?
Maybe according to you, you said the husband also, maybe he tongue-lashed you and so on. And
yeah, so told me that I'm spoiling his wife.
You are his family issues on air and this and so on.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so these are the I just remembered now. I said that you... as you mentioned it.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much for reminding me. It also reminds me of the woman who her office was going to pay for her to get an MBA, and the husband said, you can't get a master's degree before me, so sit it out. Don't get the MBA from your office. And, I mean, she wasn't qualified for a job. The place where she applied for that job liked her experience so much, but they wanted someone with an MBA. And so they said to her, okay, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you the job, but we're going to pay for you to get this MBA because we really want you to be on this job. She went home to discuss it with her husband. Her husband said, since I don't have a master's degree, you cannot get a master's degree before me, and told her to reject the job offer. And she rejected the job offer. When we heard it on more air, hey God, my hair just sparked. I say, hey God, what am I hearing? Jesus. But yeah, thank you for reminding me of that story. And when I brought that story on the air as well, like, you know, you really engaged with it. You really loved it. So yeah, which of these stories, which of these conversations we had on the glass ceiling this year really struck a chord with you? Which one do you think was the biggest conversation we had on the glass ceiling this year? Which one was the most important one for you? If you're a woman, call us on 01465. 7190 01465 7190. If you're a man, 0700 993 993 993. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello, Sandra.
Good to have you on the show. What's your name?
Good afternoon. Seriously, I just want to say I'm so interested. I say maybe those like you so much. So much good in the song. This is the first time I'm listening to this station, and it's so much interesting.
Okay.
Yeah. This is the first time I heard about a topic, and like this first topic seems very much interesting to me. The one that says that the Senate will pass a bill so a woman will occupy all the property of the
Okay, all right. Thank you very much for calling. You should listen every day. We have something great cooking on this station. I mean, look at all the things we talked about on the glass ceiling this year. Like all the things we talked about. Good Lord. I can't even pick a favorite, to be honest with you. I can't even pick a favorite subject that we treated on the glass ceiling this year because they were all really, really good. Like they were all really, really good. I mean, I also remember the conversation we had with fathers. You know, fathers, raising their children at home, you know, parenting, being an actual co-parent with the kids. I believe it was also Frank that called me with this long monologue about, oh, you know, men cannot carry tiny children. A woman can cross the road with three children at the same time, but a man cannot do it. That was so hilarious. It was a hilarious conversation. I hope I can find it here somewhere so I can play it so that you can hear that conversation I had with Frank earlier this year. But it was quite interesting, you know. I don't know if we had that conversation this year or was it last year. I'm not quite sure now. I don't quite remember. I think it was this year because I remember I had two new fathers who joined the show, and they were talking to us about their experience with fatherhood, and they were talking to us about how they had to bathe their children who were newly born. You know, they had to bathe their children, how they had to breastfeed their children, well, bottle feed their children, how they had to wake up in the middle of the night when the children would cry, etc., etc. They were very hands-on, and they talked about how their older friends would mock them for doing it. Some of them would be angry with them for doing it because, you know, their wives would see that they were doing it and then complain, see your friend, see your mate, what are you doing? How can you call yourself a father? How can you call yourself a man? That kind of thing, you know. So it was such a nice conversation that we had on The Glass Ceiling. That's so much, my God. If you've never listened to the podcast, I think you should. Just search for The Glass Ceiling with Sandra Ezekwesili on Spotify, on Google, on all the streaming platforms available, and listen to the conversations that we have. I think it will change your life. I honestly do. I think it will change your perspective about parenting, about raising children, about women's rights. I think it will change your perspective a lot, like quite a lot. We're going to take a break. When we come back from this break, we'll keep talking about these stories. You know, the breadwinners story. We also talked about, oh my God, we talked about so much, good Lord, like we talked about so much, like it was difficult to settle on the stories that I settled on, you know, but we talked about so much, man. So let's take a break. When we come back, you tell me which of the stories we covered this year you thought was the most important one on The Glass Ceiling. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S Ezekwesili. Don't go away. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. What were the biggest gender stories of 2021? We're looking at the biggest stories about the invisible barriers and obstacles that women face in society. And I presented you my list. And now it's your turn to tell me which of these stories, which of these discussions was the biggest or most important topic for you on The Glass Ceiling. We finally got a judgment in the Abuja raid on women. We hosted the first ever Glass Ceiling convention. There was the story about an SA to the Ebonyi State governor resigning to save her marriage. There was a story of some work-at-home wives faking illness, getting hospitalized because of excessive housework. That led us to a big conversation about how society treats work-at-home spouses. I kept sharing the story of, I believe it was Cross from Big Brother Niger, and some people were saying I was campaigning for Cross instead of white money. And then, as if to confirm our point, a Kenyan court ruled that work-at-home spouses are entitled to financial compensation. We had a very important conversation about gender equality in parenting, and we talked a bit about women as breadwinners, especially after the Australian study, which showed that they were more likely to be abused by their spouses. And then there was a proposal of the National Assembly to create women-only seats. And I guess some people are adding the second reading of the amendment to the VAP Act that will outlaw a lot of the cultural practices meted out to women when their husbands die. Which of these conversations did you really connect with this year on The Glass Ceiling? Which ones did you really want to contribute to at the time, but we didn't pick a call, or something happened, or the other thing happened? 0700-993-993-993. For men. For women, 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Hello, 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got WhatsApp as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
I'm Grace.
Grace, welcome to the show.
Yes. The one I benefited was the one of compensation as a housewife.
Okay.
My husband was listening to it that day.
Oh,
that's... And after that day, he comes back. He gives me money, pocket money, just like, he said, I don't want Sandra problem. And I've been enjoying, you know, pocket money, free pocket money. Sandra, God bless you. Merry Christmas. I love you. Keep on the good work.
Oh, Grace. Bye. Thank you. Bye. Oh, that just made my day. Oh. beautiful. That made my day. I had to take a moment there. Oh, that is, oh, that makes me so happy. Thank you, Grace, and thank you to your husband for caring enough to want to make a change. Thank you. 99.3. Hello. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Hello, Sandra. Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
My name is Lillian.
Lillian, good to have you on the show.
Yes,
welcome.
Yes, I want to talk about, want to ask about, there was one of the topics you brought about the lady that had a relationship with her brother in Alaba.
Oh, yeah, that was last year.
I don't know what happened to her.
That was last year. That was last year, yes. We didn't really, follow that story to the end, but I will check in with her to see how that was resolved. That was last year, but thank you for reminding me.
Please, I really want to know how the issue ended. If they I leave her alone, because I was really worried for her.
For her, yeah. Well, thank you so much for calling. That was last year. I remember that story. I'll get in touch with her and see how that went down. And that was, funny enough, that was on our business segment. It wasn't a glass ceiling story. It was on Balogun and Broad. 99.3, hello?
Hello, Sandra. Thanks. Good afternoon.
Thanks for calling. What's your name? Good afternoon.
Happiness for Ikorodu.
Happiness. Good to have you on the show.
Thank you. Sandra, you see, he's working. I told you, you're our boy. I told you, our boy. He's working. Yes. Oh. Keep preaching. Kisses to you. I just want to tell you I love you. Kisses to you.
Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Each one reach one, Abi. Each one teach one. We will keep moving until the ministry prospers. 99.3. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. Hello.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
This is Obaino.
Obaino, welcome.
Concerning the golden penny stock, I only got 1,000 there.
You only got 1,000 there.
I know what I'm expecting now.
You only got 1,000 there. Obaino, listen to what you just said. You only got 1,000 naira.
Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling. What's your name?
Aki, I called before. I'm calling it
a Aki.
Yes, so the one that made my day is this, the last one.
Which one?
Hello?
Yes, which one?
The one of the assembly trying to propagate laws that will end all these sorrows.
That will protect widows, okay.
That will protect widows, okay.
Okay.
It's also more, because if they can come up with that law, honestly, you need to see the shock, the torture, the emotional torture this goes through when their husband dies. Somebody has just lost her husband. They've been together for, and they have to raise, and all of a sudden the husband dies, and the family comes nowhere to take away the family's property, husband's property, and saying that their husband used to be the husband used to be their breadwinner. The National Assembly should come up with this law. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling back. Aking 99.3. Hello. Sorry about that. Call back if you can. We've got WhatsApp. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. And of course, there is Facebook, Nigeria Info 99.3. Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello, Sandra.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
Yeah, Ekundayo calling back.
Welcome, Ekundayo.
Yeah, this bill in the House of Representatives on widows and protecting their rights. I remember that you once said that you lived in Port Harcourt, and I also grew up in Port Harcourt, so I know the tradition of the queries. So I wonder how they will react to this bill. I mean, because it is part of their culture.
Right.
That as soon as a man passes out or passes away, the family of the junior brothers and so on, they will, it happened in my presence, you know, they will come there, drive out the wife and the children of the deceased and take over the property. So you also that lived in Port Harcourt, I'm sure you can support, you can remember that this is part of their culture.
Yeah.
So I'm waiting to see how the queries in Port Harcourt will react to this.
Yeah. Thank you. All right. Thank you very much for calling, Ikundayo. Yeah, because that's the biggest thing about this bill, really. It's the implementation. How are they going to implement it? 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling.
Hello.
Hello. I can hear you. What's your name?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, sir. Put your phone to your ear. You'll hear me, I promise. What's your
name? My name is Rona.
Okay, good to have you on the show. Welcome. Go ahead.
Now, talking about that bill, those people practicing all those type of things, are they religious? Do they have any religion at all?
Well, a lot of people claim they're Christians. A lot of people in the South, at least, claim they're Christians.
If they're Christians, what does the Bible say about it? We need not to be going very far. What does the Bible say?
I'm waiting for you to tell me.
Okay. I'm just asking a question. Do they have it in the Bible or not?
I don't know. Do they have it in the Bible or not?
And somebody was talking about Sharia the other time. Sharia is meant for the Muslims. It's not meant for any Christian. A pagan.
Okay.
Then about parenting. Is the most important thing in life. I, as you see me so, as you are hearing me, my wife left me since 2011.
Oh, I'm sorry.
With 5 children.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thanks God so much that my children are now grown up. They are working.
Okay.
2 of them are fully working.
Okay.
Self-employed.
Oh, that's nice.
They're really built a house in completion. It remains small to complete it.
Oh, that's good.
So, about woman inheriting husband's property, they're supposed to share it. There's a formula of sharing things.
Okay.
When such things happen.
Okay.
You need not to say you are going to take all. You can't take all. And there's family supposed to come in to talk about any property.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much for calling you and to share your thoughts. If you're wondering, well, what did we talk about on the glass ceiling this year? I brought you the story of the SA to the governor of Ebonyi State who resigned due to family pressure. I remember asking if that would have happened if Emerald Udakaji was a man. If she were a man and not a woman, and this man were SA to a governor, and the job was keeping him away from his home, and his wife didn't like it, would we tell the man to resign his job, you know, to keep his family together? Or would we tell his wife to be a support system for her husband, you know, take on the responsibilities at home, free him up to do the job? Because when we had that conversation here, it was quite explosive. And for those who missed it at the time, I wonder what you think about that. I wonder what you think about that. And then I wonder what you think about one of our other big conversations on the show, where we debated what work-at-home spouses are entitled to. You heard Grace say that her husband was listening when we had that conversation. And since that conversation, he's always leaving pocket money for her. And that makes me very happy. It does. It really does. Also, to make it seem like we knew what we're talking about here on the glass ceiling, in Kenya, a court ruled that work-at-home spouses are entitled to financial compensation, you know? So I wonder, you know, for those of you who didn't listen at the time, what your thoughts would have been on that subject? What would your opinion on that subject be? What is it? What's your opinion on these two, at least? Because these two were some of the most controversial ones that we discussed here on the glass ceiling. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Women, call us on 01465-7190. Hello, thank you for calling. Hello.
Hello.
Thank you for calling. What's your name?
My name is Segun.
Segun, welcome.
I'm calling from Ipaja.
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah. I want to talk about these two stories just mentioned.
Okay.
You mentioned one about, a man. Hey, I've even forgotten. You mentioned one about, just these last two stories.
Okay.
I think I just it went off my mind as I'm trying to type the number. Can you just repeat?
So the first one was an essay to a governor, the governor of Ebonyi State, who resigned because her job was bringing problems in her marriage. And at the time, we were asking if she were a man, if the wife had said to him, baby, resign your work so that you can stay at home and we can have a happy marriage. Would we say to the husband, oh, yes, resign for the peace of your home? Or would we say to the wife, why don't you be a support system for your husband? The way we were saying to her, oh, good job. It's a good thing you did by resigning to go and keep your home. What do you think?
Yes, what I think that in any marriage system, there is always a headship.
Mm-hmm.
And in the headship of a marriage, God said that the man should be the head and should be the one who drives the affair of the home. So if the husband, in his own wisdom, feel that the job is taking the wife away for too long, you not being away might expose the woman to so many things that can become detrimental to their marriage. And the man now said, okay, fine. Because of the effect this is having on the marriage and the kind of exposure you are getting, it's better to resign from that work and come and stay at home. I want you to get one thing that is different between man and a woman. They are not the same. They are really not the same. There is a headship. And the woman have to be submissive to her husband, while the husband will have to love the wife. So whichever way, is the man that will always take the decision, the final decision in the home. Whether the wife agrees or doesn't agree, it's still the man that will take the final decision. Because whatever happens, nobody will take the woman as responsible. If they always take the man that is the one who is responsible for everything, whether good or bad. That's my take on that.
Segun, thank you very much for calling. Of course, Lagos, you know I disagree with Segun, but I don't have energy. Hello.
Yeah. Sandra, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. What's your name, sir?
Ina Opera, calling you from Ikeja at the moment.
Good to have you on the show. Go ahead.
Yeah. There was this topic you raised concerning women.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the culture of, you know, a particular kind of trying to take over what belongs to the husband when their husband is dead.
Mm. Okay.
Hello?
Hello, I'm here. I'm listening, huh?
Okay, I'm correct.
I don't know. Women trying to take over...
Let me speak on the last one then.
Okay.
It has to do with the... I think... a man and a wife, okay, there should be communication, you know, within the both of them. I don't think it's right, for a man, you know, to ask the wife, you know, to quit her job. You understand, because of not being able to attend to her family. Are you with me?
I'm with you.
Yeah. So, well, both of them can come together, okay, and find a way around it. You understand? No, quitting is not going to solve any problem because the both of them, you know, God has made them one. Both of them are working on the same goal. And despite the fact that the man is the head, you understand, doesn't mean it should now begin to dish out, instructions of fortunate, probably asking the wife to quit the job. But I think both of them have to come together and think of a way out so that the family, can still be one despite the workload of the wife. That's right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much for calling. 99.3, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Thanks for calling.
Good afternoon.
What's your name?
Yes, my name is Afi.
Hi, welcome.
Yes, I've been listening to the conversation, mm-hmm. and I feel quite slighted, like someone quitting job. Actually, hearing the story from you just right now, like today, mm-hmm. and I'm like, whoa, seriously? Who get the opportunity as a woman to be commissioner in the way the country is doing, and the way we women, what we go through a lot, and you get such opportunity, and the next thing is, okay, you just have to leave this just because I want to save my marriage. Like, if it were a man, will a man do that? And the society we are in today sometimes, I don't know. Okay, look at the typical Nigeria. Seriously, we just have to call it a spade a spade. Most men, I don't have the statistics, the number, but most men, Nigerian men, they like a situation where women should be indoor, women should be, you know, a little below, kind of, then they go up. This can never happen for a man. It will not happen because nobody will support that. I've never heard of a man resigning to keep his home. Okay, let's look at the chores or any other thing that caused the issues that may arise, you know, facing the home, the children or whatever. There are ways the both of them can come together as husband and wife, sit down, discuss, find solutions, you know. There are other ways than her resigning. If it were, for example, let's say Konjewela, if her supportive spouse, will she get to that position that he's right now?
Good question. If Okonjo-Iweala had had the kind of husband that Emerald had, would she have gotten to the WTO like she has? Let's leave it at that, shall we? We'll talk about women's rights some more next week, Wednesday, and all the way into the new year. But Lagos, that's all the time we have for the glass ceiling today. Stay here because we're going to look at all the big business stories that broke in 2021 on the business segment of Hard Facts, Balogun and Broad. That's coming up in 5 minutes at 5 o'clock. We're going to start that conversation right here on your number one talk station. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili on social media, S Ezekwesili on social media. Lagos, don't go away.